a wonderful project which actually started in 2008, and originally with a kind of approach to make work under the title of creating positive images of Muslim people, which I think we've used this joke quite a few times, but the acronym is PIMP, and we sort of wanted to change that, obviously. What we knew right from the start was that actually images are not going to necessarily change things, it's conversations that will change things. Although you will see some fantastic images up there that are catalysts for conversations. So what we did was during a period of 9 months, we worked with loads of different community groups. It really very much became part of our life. As Sandra was saying, we were speaking to cab drivers, we were interviewing different kinds of people from different faith, religions, backgrounds. And what we wanted to do was include that kind of moderate voice that you don't normally get to hear. What you normally get in the media is the extreme voice. And what we wanted was actually real people talking. So when you go to see the exhibition upstairs, what you will notice is that there are lots of kind of faces. There are pieces that will be activated by you, and there are people kind of talking about their perceptions of faith, religion, spirituality, and not necessarily just Islam. There are pieces that you go inside. For instance, I think one of the pieces looks like a burqa, which you step inside. So we're not actually getting you to wear one. You're actually stepping inside and listening to women's accounts of why they choose to wear the scarf and why they choose not to. And just to kind of keep it brief, just to say something about the structures, we have included as many as we could fit in this space that we've been given, which we're very grateful for. Ideally, the work works really well when it's set in a circular, but you know, I think it's working pretty well upstairs as well. So there's a couple of structures that you won't see up there that are actually in the catalogue. So again, another reason why you might want to get hold of one of the catalogues. And the way that we design the structures is that they resemble church windows or mosque windows. They're kind of these shapes. Somebody else said they look like irons as well, which they do. And it's a really kind of flexible idea so that wherever they go, they can fit into lots of different spaces. And it's very much at the core of what we're doing. We want the exhibition to shift and change, so wherever it goes, new voices, new images will come into it. And it's very much alive. And so, without going into too much more about it, you can have a look at it and let us know what you think. I'm going to pass on to Marcin Atlas. Thank you.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much, Sandra, for inviting me to give a talk. I kind of feel that I have to give something weighty, but say something very, very valuable and knowledgeable, because I've been invited by someone to with a hat on as member and festival director. I've got lots of hats. I make films, I do all sorts of things, but the hat I like is like a cultural radical activist. I love that one, because basically it means you're independently cut loose, you do what art is meant to do. One aspect of art is to challenge society and its kind of perceptions of what's normal, what's right, and what's wrong, and to get that spirit of inspiring kind of inquiry. And I think that idea of, I was actually going to give a speech who said the art of cohesion, but I'd rather it was the art of radicalism, actually. Because everything that's seen and unheard seemed to do, like the way we kicked off, was all about challenging perceptions and stereotypes. So for us to be safe and be establishment and sort of be nice to civil servants and bureaucrats is quite difficult, firstly. For us to sell our ideas is even harder. Ramadan Festival's kind of had that all the way through. But it's all based, actually, on realities, grassroots realities. I had a future speech, I'm not even going to refer to it, but it's actually going to go from the gap on this. And the reality is that you have the emergence of an immigrant community, which are now suddenly, the general populace seems to have identified as being Muslims. They're not homogenous, they don't have a single identity, they don't have any particular thing that they necessarily all unanimously share. Yet they've been thrust into the kind of the public limelight over the last 10 years ago, post 9/11, as if there's some sort of unthinking binary mass which all says the same, does the same, has laws based on Sharia, that actually they're all some sort of major threat to Western civilization. That's where I am. That is the ground reality. And I feel that as a thinking individual who's grown up in a Britain which I love,